Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel today, the weather remains pleasantly mild. Expect clear skies in Tel Aviv, with a gentle breeze keeping temperatures comfortable. In Jerusalem, the sun is shining brightly, offering a perfect day for outdoor activities. In Haifa, a light wind brings a refreshing feel to the city. Meanwhile, Eilut continues to enjoy warm and sunny conditions. Here are today's headlines. First, just now, Walla reports that the mayor of New York has commented on the potential arrival of Prime Minister Netanyahu at the UN General Assembly, stating he would act according to the law and suggesting Netanyahu's place is in The Hague. Also earlier today, Israel Hayom commented on the ongoing situation in Iran, indicating the country is being bombed more frequently than Dahye. The U.S. continues its strikes and security forces are on alert due to fears of renewed protests. Also this hour, a wave of fires has broken out in the north and Samaria, according to Israel Hayom. Homes have been evacuated, roads blocked, and firefighting planes deployed due to strong winds. Separately, a security alert has been issued by the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem for its citizens, JNS reports. This comes as Iran once again attacks its neighbors and American military sites. And finally, in earlier reporting, the Times of Israel notes that the U.S. has struck Iran for the seventh consecutive night. Meanwhile, Iranian forces have launched attacks across the Gulf, with the U.S. sending additional refueling jets back to Israel. Here's what people are saying online. Iris, a conflict monitoring account, noted minutes ago that an Iranian missile struck a residential area at Muwaffaq Salty Air Base in Jordan. The base hosts U.S. forces, and the shelters there are not designed to withstand direct missile strikes. Just recently, AMK Mapping, a defense analyst, detailed Ukrainian forces' ongoing counterattacks near the Dnipropetrovsk region. They've recaptured several positions, but Russian forces are now counterattacking. Danny Dannon, an Israeli commentator, criticized New York's Mayor Mamdani for his statements on Netanyahu. Dannon suggests Mamdani is failing to address rising anti-Semitism and is instead seeking headlines. Now for more on those stories, starting with Netanyahu's potential visit to New York. According to Walla, the situation unfolds as New York's mayor faces pressure from campaign promises. He has committed to ordering Netanyahu's arrest should he arrive for the UN General Assembly. This development could escalate tensions between the two governments, impacting diplomatic relations. Turning to the situation in Iran, Israel Hayom reports that U.S. strikes continue to target Iranian sites, with the Iranian government on high alert for protests. The U.S. military presence remains strong, signaling continued pressure on Tehran. This persistent conflict heightens regional instability, affecting global diplomatic efforts. Meanwhile, fires in the north and Samaria have caused significant disruption. Israel Hayom highlights that firefighting efforts are challenged by strong winds, complicating containment. Residents face evacuations, posing safety risks and logistical challenges for emergency responders. On the U.S. Embassy's security alert, JNS reports that it follows increased Iranian aggression in the region. This alert underscores the ongoing threat to U.S. citizens and military interests in the Middle East, with potential implications for diplomatic and military strategies. Lastly, the Times of Israel's coverage of U.S.-Iran strikes highlights escalating military action. The U.S. is reinforcing its military assets in response to Iranian provocations. This cycle of retaliation risks further destabilizing the Gulf region, with wider implications for international security. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that the Israeli metro system is poised to transform the nation's economy. NTA Chairman Yodfat Afek Arazi emphasized its importance for boosting productivity and growth, heralding a potential economic boom. Separately, Ynet Business reveals a UK national has been sentenced to 30 months for smuggling ketamine into Israel. The smuggling attempt involved concealing 4.2 kilograms of the drug in shampoo bottles, highlighting ongoing challenges in border security. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes that a class action lawsuit against Holmes Place has been approved. The gym chain allegedly increased prices without notifying members, raising concerns about transparency in customer relations. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.